best music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Saint Etienne, only love can break your heart. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. A little bit of a strange start to the show this week, you might think. I don't usually play music of that nature from that era. It's got that house piano on it that was very popular at the time. There's a good reason for it. I've been looking through my old vinyl collection. More about that in a second. On this week's show, all the regular features. There's going to be a musical courts hearing in It Was Moida. There's going to be Beckopedia dropping by, as usual, to educate us on a piece of music of her choice. And there'll be a dive into the BBC archive with a Desert Island Disc snippet. I've been to Switzerland, France and Belgium since I last made a show for you. And when I came home, a little bit dazed from Festival Madness, I went through my old vinyl collection. I gave my vinyl collection to my niece Jessica when she turned 16, because she showed pretty promising taste in music in my eyes. This is something that happened for me and my friend Joe Devlin. When I was the same age, maybe a bit younger actually, in fact I was probably about 14, Joe's uncle gave him his vinyl collection. I think it was his uncle Tim. And he had three cases of records in his bedroom, and we spent the summer going through them. And that was the summer that I decided I wanted to be a musician. I discovered that there were so many different kinds of music that, other than what you heard on the radio. And it's when I started collecting records myself. So I'm just thinking about it now off the top of my head. And if I work out what the most recent record in this collection of vinyl, which I've got back from Jessica on permanent loan, is, I'll be able to work out how long I was collecting records for, roughly. Anyway, that was in there. Saint Etienne and Only Love Can Break Your Heart from the album Fox Bass Alpha. Right now, though, we're going to hear a tune from Monkey, Journey to the West, which is the Damon Albarn opera before the one that I saw last night. It was absolutely brilliant, Journey to the West. It involved acrobats and opera and really great music that Damon wrote. And last night I went to see Dr. D, which is the latest opera that he's made, and it's being debuted here in Manchester as part of the International Festival. It was absolutely spectacular. The music was great. I absolutely loved it. And it reminded me of Monkey, obviously, because it's Damon's work and there's strong threads and themes running through everything he does. This is a tune which benefited loads from being performed again and again by the cast of Monkey. This is the recorded version, and as quite often happens with songs, by the time this had been rehearsed and went out onto a stage, it was a very different beast, but this is beautiful all in its own right. This is called Heavenly Peach Banquet, and yeah, I'm with you for the next 2 hours. from the soundtrack to the opera Monkey Journey to the West, that was Heavenly Peach Banquet. Absolutely amazing, as I say, Damon Albarn's latest opera, The Dr. D. I went with Pete Jobson from I Am Clute last night, and then later on I went and had a drink with the festival director, Alex Poots, who's a very encouraging, wonderful man, who we're very lucky to have in Manchester every 2 years. Go and see as much as you can of the International Festival. The quality is absolutely outstanding. I also saw Bjork last week. That was beautiful as well. So yeah, loads of great stuff going on in the town of Manc. I mentioned that most of the choices on this week's show, most of the records I've chosen to listen to with you, are stuff from my vinyl collection. While that tune was playing, I've worked out that I was collecting vinyl for 4 years as a young man. 14 to 18. So all the tunes in there is stuff that I was listening to between 14 and 18. The next one I'm going to play for you is one that was in Joe Devlin's uncle's collection and inspired me to start collecting records. And I do own this one as well. From the album Forever Changes, this is Love. And let me get the full title of this song up for you here. It's called Maybe the People Would Be the Times or Between Clark and Hilldale. That's confusing, isn't it? Great tune, though.
Happening and how have you been? Gotta go, but I'll see you again. And oh, the music is so loud. And then I fade into the crowds of people standing everywhere. Street, I'm at the Slop Affair, and here they always play my songs, and me, I wonder if it's wrong or right, they come here just the same, telling everyone about their games, and if you think it obsolete, then you go back across the street. Yeah.
Love from the album Forever Changes, and Maybe the People Would Be the Times or Between Clark and Hilldale. I know that very early on, Elbow had a go at replicating that tune, twisting it and making it our own. And if I remember rightly, Craig did the theme tune from Doctor Who at the beginning of his organ solo. Bizarre, the decisions we made in those days. But there you go, wonderful. That was in my record collection. It is in my vinyl collection, let's put it that way.
BBC. Think you know Don Letts.
I'm all dubbing reggae, right?
Think again.
I'm about respecting the past, embracing the future, but most of all, I'm about right now.
We have the drive and time on our hands.
Crossing time, space and genres, Culture Clash Radio is the most honest thing I've ever done, and I'll never play a tune I don't like. Freestyle, Saturday into Sunday, then your Sunday into Monday with Don Letts Culture Clash Radio from midnight on Six Music.
You think you know Don Letts?
Tune in, you might come close.
He's a space nut, you know.
Some new music now from White Denim. I'm very excited about this band. I've been advised to go and see them live as soon as I can. I've already played one tune from this album. It's called D. This is an instrumental piece. It's got all kinds of wonderful prog heritage to it, but ultimately incredibly cool. This is At The Farm. Ladies and gentlemen, White Denim.
Yeah.
from the album D, which is out now. That's White Denim and At the Farm. Great music. And you know, great music don't just take care of itself. Oh no, you need good police. Our Victim, written by John Fogerty, was a 1969 hit for Creedence Clearwater Revival, a popular choice for movie soundtracks thanks to its disturbingly cheerful forecast of death and destruction. It was, quite literally, to become a victim of its own success. First to raise his baton in anger was Joe Loss, who gave it a spray-on tan, dressed it in a hot pink ball gown, and subjected it to a forced quick step, all with a maniacal grin on his face. Luckily, it was able to hobble from the dance floor before any permanent damage was done. Next to have a go was James Last, who, backed by a chorus of raucous voices and in front of a cheering crowd, viciously stripped it of its lyrics, inciting the audience to clap as he compounded its shame with a nasty key change. Then, using a combination of barking vocals and an appalling accordion solo, Rolf Harris dragged it through a truly terrible performance before attempting to shock it to death with a poor impression of a thunderclap. Frightening, but not fatal. But in one of the most ill-advised spin-off records ever devised, when doyen of daytime telly and Gullible Housewives favourite Russell Grant abandoned his astrology and waddled to the microphone to attack this feature film favourite, it was Moider. Stop, Russell Grant. Stop doing that, Russell Grant. Murderer. Murderer. Goodness gracious me. Russell Grant, eh? Russell Grant followed by, mercifully, Creedence Clearwater Revival, and that was, of course, Bad Moon Rising. It's all about my vinyl collection. I've got it back off my niece, who's had it for, wow, almost 20 years. I've got it back and I've dug it out, and there's some things in there that are truly anomalous and bizarre. The disastrously titled album Humans Lib by Howard Jones has got a good tune on it. I promise you. Here it is. It's called Don't Always Look at the Rain, and it nestles in the embarrassed section of my vinyl. Was, believe it or not, Howard Jones from the album Humans Lib. I can't help saying that like you would hold some dirty underpants. Don't Always Look at the Rain is the song. A great song on an otherwise pretty dateable album. That's as positive as I can be about it. It's in my record collection, and more from my vinyl collection in a wee bit. Keith Annell's been in touch. Keith, ye old chocolate salesman from Leeds, Annell, that is. He says, hi, Guy. Yet again, listening to the show from Sunday on catch-up. This should fit the bill for your style stroke listenings. Two great artists, at the top of their game, from the Painted From Memories album, Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach. Any track will do, it's tremendous, but I think my favourite is I Still Have That Other Girl. Well, let's have a listen to that then. And cheers, Keith. keep your chocolate from melting. Do you know that we eat more chocolate in this country than any other in Europe because of the climate? There could be some valuable information where I have that information stored in my brain, couldn't there? Like wearing my keys all the time.
Sometimes I think that I will, despite the temptation, I try to be very strong. In my reluctance seems a surprise. It's not 'cause I don't want you, but I just know I must.
Song for Guy recommendation from Keith Annell. That was Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach. And I still have that other girl. So we're all about my vinyl collection. I collected vinyl from 4 to 18. I neglected to mention earlier on, actually. The reason I've got all my old vinyl back is because I've bought a record player again. In this very room is my record player and speakers, because I missed vinyl after that 4-year flirtation with it. And I've started collecting records again. So, the stuff I collected between 4 and 18 is a right old eclectic bunch. Some of it I bought because of the sleeve. Like, there's a record by No Man, which is like the worst sort of house music of the time imaginable. But it had a good photograph on the sleeve of two guys in drag kissing. I thought it was a good sleeve, I bought it, it was a terrible record, but there you go, it's in my collection. Another reason that stuff's in my collection is because I was brought up with it. My sisters loved it. My sister Karen, who will be listening to the programme in France, who I love very much, and whose birthday I can't make, and I'm dead upset about it, because I'm working with the chaps, will love this song. It's for you, Kaz. Happy birthday and all my love. From Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, this is Benny and the Jets.
Something that we know to change the weather, but a California A big fan of cult TV, you may not have heard of Laurie Johnson. However, you'll surely know some of his most famous themes. How about This Is Your Life, or Animal Magic, or The Avengers? In a prolific career, he's composed almost 50 scores for film, television and stage, and his dynamic use of percussion and superb brass scoring are his unmistakable trademarks. Arguably, the best piece of writing he's ever done is The Professionals. Composed for the 1977 TV drama that gripped the nation with its high-speed chases, gun battles, martial arts and sexy male leads, its clear intention is to get the adrenaline pumping. From the opening peal of Tubular Bell to the final squeals of trumpet, it's a race against time where rim shots sound like ticking clocks, the constant undercurrent of wah-wah guitar stages a relentless pursuit, and the electrified violin sounds like the wail of a siren. It's a 1 minute 54 second tour de force that will have listeners of a certain age looking for the keys to their gold Ford Capri. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Laurie Johnson and the London Studio Symphony Orchestra, as chosen by the Beckopedia. That was a theme tune from The Professionals. One of our truck drivers on tour, Johnny, is absolutely in love with The Professionals, watches it all the time. There are better programmes that have been made since then, but he won't have it. Johnny's very fond of talking about drunken anecdotes about trying to pick up girls over the years. One of my favourite ones is he used to walk into a group of girls in a nightclub and say, "Do any of you lot fancy me?" Which apparently would work from time to time. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, this next tune is in my record collection. It was inspired by my mate Ed Hillier, who was a big vinyl collector during this 4-year period, which is nearly 20 years ago. It'll be 20 years ago next year since I stopped collecting vinyl. But I got this record because I heard it in his attic. I've played it on the show a lot. It's an absolute cracker. It's Hawkwind, it's Hurry On Sundown, and I love it.
It's fantastic. Whenever it finishes there, I just think it could start again. I love it so much. Hawkwind and Hurry on Sundown. If you miss the titles of any of the songs that I play on the show, then go to my page on the Six Music website and have a look under the button that says Show by Year. And you can see every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour, which is a good 4 years now, I think, that I've been doing this show.
Six Music. Mark Riley, Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's Derosa.
Deer Track,
live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know, it's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff, enjoyed the session, as I knew I would, very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
Mantra Luna.
This is a new one on me. This is from Colin Blaney. He says, Guy, first I'd like to thank you and the band for a great 30th birthday as I went to watch Elbow in Dublin on the big day last month. Our pleasure, Colin. I would like to recommend a song from King Creosote and John Hopkins' new album, Diamond Mine, called Bubble. It's been my Sunday album of choice for a while now, and though it would be nice to hear this song... and thought it would be nice to hear this song on the radio. All the blessed, Colin Blaney in Belfast. Cheers, Colin. The spoonerisms are rampant today. What was the one I did before coming up the stairs? I'll remember during this tune, and I'll let you know. This is indeed a beautiful thing. I know that King Creosote's been on Mark Riley's show lots and lots of times, and I've been for a pint with him as well, and he's a lovely bloke. But I've never heard this tune before. It's absolutely beautiful. King Creosote and John Hopkins from the album Diamond Mine. This is Bubble. Cheers, Colin.
I won't let you fall as low as I.
As low as I
amazing, beautiful. That's Bubble from Diamond Mind by King Creosote and John Hopkins. More new music now. Beirut have got a single out on the 18th of July. This is called East Harlem and it's great.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Thank you.
That was Sleep by the Rosie Taylor Project. That single is out now. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. I'm with you for another hour at least. And yeah, we've got a Song for Guy recommendation here from Neil Hood. He says, "Ah, young Master Garvey." So he must be at least 40. Hope you're well. Friendly advice by Luna. Top velvet style groove with Sterling Morrison on guitar. Also, did you enjoy my story Hum, which I sent you a few months ago? It was done after you'd been discussing flying dreams and prompted my recollections of such like. I don't remember it. Send it again. He also says, a few weeks back you mentioned your late friend who did cartoons and illustrations for John Cooper Clarke. I tried to find samples of his work online but didn't find too much. Is there a site or something you could recommend? Ta. I've had a little bit of a search online for... It's called Steve Maguire, my friend. And yes, when he was alive, he was an illustrator and a painter. He was a great inspiration to me when I was a young man. We used to sit, I would scribble poems, which he'd encourage. And thinking back, he would probably encourage them with a bitten lip. They were pretty terrible in those days. And he'd do his sketches, and we'd sit in the cafe all day together. I'm in touch with his son, Benny. He's a lovely lad, and... he's been to a few shows and keeps threatening to have a beer with me at some point. So I will get on to Benny and find out a better way of having a look at Steve's work online. If you want a little peek at his style, though, then have a look for a book called 10 Years in an Open Neck Shirt by John Cooper Clarke. That's a book that Steve illustrated for Johnny Clarke. In fact, before the show goes out, I'm going to go online and buy a copy in case you lot buy it, because it is a real charming, lovely piece of work. So there you go, Neil. Here is the tune that you recommended. This is Friendly Advice by Luna, and I think your description's perfect. Top velvet style groove with Sterling Morrison on guitar. The first time I heard it, I loved it. The second time I heard it, I thought, I'll be playing this a lot. Cheers, Neil. Some friendly advice that was alright by me. Wicked, isn't it? That's Luna and Friendly Advice. It's a song I would never have heard of if it wasn't for Neil Hood. Thank you, Neil. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, and make your recommendations based on stuff you think I'll like because of the music I play on the show or because of the music I make in my band, try and make it something that you think I won't have heard. That's the most fun they can ever be. Right, so it's all about my vinyl collection. I stopped collecting vinyl 20 years ago and I've just started again. I only collected vinyl for 4 years in the first place, and all the selections for the rest of this show, bar one or two, are from that collection. So I'm going to whiz through them, and each song I'll tell you where I got it from, as far as I can remember that, and what it reminds me of. But I'm going to rattle through them so that I can get as many as possible. This next song is Time of the Season by The Zombies, and it's another one that I found in Ed Hillier's attic. Couldn't believe I hadn't heard it before. I love it.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love. What's your name? Your daddy,
who's your daddy?
He rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
That was Time of the Season by The Zombies. I don't remember buying it, so I may well have stolen it off a housemate. There's a couple like that in my vinyl collection. And my vinyl collection of 20 years ago is the subject of this week's show. Thither, Mind Bomb. Absolutely loved it. I loved it so much that when I was 16 or whatever I was, I shaved a widow's peak into the front of my hairline so I looked more like Matt Johnson on the cover. Years later, Elbow covered August and September for a B-side for a Thither release, and I got to meet Matt Johnson. So there you go. This one's got lots and lots of memories for me. It's a wonderful tune. It's August and September.
Suddenly last summer I started going out of my head in a tiny hotel room. I
Swollen
from Mind Bomb, which is an album I own on all formats. I've probably bought it on vinyl more than once as well. That's Thither and August and September.
BBC introducing, supporting unsigned, undiscovered and under the radar musicians. If you're a new musician looking for a break, go online right now and upload your music and it could be the start of something big.
It's so much help to get your music out there, it's insane.
You could play a stage at a UK festival.
Sending your demo, who knows, you might be playing Leeds or Reading next year.
Record a live session at BBC Maida Vale Studios.
BBC introducing is a fantastic opportunity for any band.
And your music could even be played across the BBC.
Hey, I'm Dougie.
I'm Lorenzo and we are the Temper Trap.
These bands have been there.
I'd like to say a massive thank you to BBC Introducing for all their support. Thank you so much.
Introducing. bbc.co.uk/introducing.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Now, this is not one from a vinyl collection from yesteryear. This is something that was bought for me at Christmas because I'm trying to replace a lot of my CDs and a lot of all that gear on vinyl. Maxine K by Tricky is one of my favourite records, and named after his late mother. It's a really inky, late night, mysterious, dark record, and it got tons of critical acclaim when it came out. Martina Toppy Bird is somebody I've met a good few times since, and I'm earmarked to do something with her at some point. I really do want to do something for her beautiful voice. Here she is with Tricky. This is Feed Me.
Hey, you, so what you get is a terrible sound. From cradle to grave, disabled arrhythmatic, terrible sound, more popular to man.
How things are together will destroy, and then we can destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream of spirit three, we don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? How things are together will destroy, can destroy what we are. Together we can build what we are. When we dream the spirit three, we don't give praise, we take praise. So why are we? We found a new place to live where we're taught to grow strong. I'm strongly sensitive and life sets a scenery. Colors leave only beauty, words and wine amongst the greenery. See how it is, see how it is.
Yes, it is as well.
From a body, you lost my origin. You lost my origin.
is wrong and right. Because my heart is to politics, to politics.
A little break from my vinyl collection now, after listening to Tricky and Feed Me, as we dive into the BBC archives, into the Desert Island Disc archives, and pick up another selection from the wonderful Malcolm Bradbury.
You also had a trip to America when you nearly starved.
Yes, that's right.
That was some kind of fellowship or foundation or something that didn't come off. Tell me the story of that.
Well, I was invited to, or I applied for a fellowship to go and study radio in the United States and Canada. This was in the days when everybody was beginning to talk about whether commercial radio was better than public radio. And I wanted to do a research project on this topic. I went to America on a mysterious airline that flew from Luxembourg and managed to visit 17 ice floes before
just
we actually...
Just because it was commercial radio, it flew from Luxembourg.
Yes, that fits, doesn't it? I didn't think of that, but I'm sure you're right. And I arrived in New York to be told by my host there that the foundation that had given me the scholarship had collapsed.
Oh, no.
So I went on to Canada, where I'd intended to go first, and to the University of Toronto, where they very kindly found me a job mowing lawns around the suburbs of Toronto with a Philippine gardener. Anyway, I managed to survive. I got back to New York and had $10 left, I think, when suddenly discovered that not only had the research scholarship packed up, but so had the airline. So various pieces of fortune that came along and rescued me, and I lived from hand to mouth in New York, which is rather a frightening thing to do if you're 19.
Yes, I should think.
For a couple of weeks until then I managed to get a flight out. But it actually hooked me on America, I should tell you.
Record number 7.
Well, record number 7 is... I do enjoy records which have a quality of strangeness and fantasy about them, which is partly why I picked Laurie Anderson. The great British fantasist for me at the moment is Kate Bush, and so this is Army Dreamers from Never Forever.
Second time in the last 4 weeks that song's been on the show. That's Kate Bush and Army Dreamers. They're selected as a Desert Island Disc by Malcolm Bradbury. Delving back into my 20-year-old vinyl collection, Keep a Firm Grip from The Great War of Words by Brian Kennedy is a wonderful song. I loved it so much that I interviewed Brian about this album. It was produced by Tim Priest-Green, who produced the last two Talk Talk records, And it's very different from anything that came afterwards for Brian. Brian's music is very, very deliberately adult-orientated rock, mainstream, of a very sort of soft nature. This was a lot more exploratory and artistic, I think it's fair to say. The Great War of Words is the album if you want to go out and get it. This beautiful little number is Keep a Firm Grip.
Have fun with hold on.
Brian Kennedy and Keep a Firm Grip. And when I opened the sleeve, there was a concert ticket in there as well. In fact, let me just grab it and let me tell you when I went to see him for the first time. I asked him about working with Tim Free Screen as well, which nearly happened with us once, as I recall. There we go, Saturday the 12th of October 1996. I went to see him in the Great Hall in Cardiff University. I met him afterwards and got his autograph for my sister, and he was very nice. And then years later, I interview him on the radio. Memories. Right, where are we up to? Ah, okay. The Art of Noise. This is Island. It's a version of the Robinson Crusoe theme. A lovely piece of music. I was obsessed with The Art of Noise, and this is a version of the song that was on the Ambient Collection. They did lots of remixes of their own tunes. When I met Mark Potter and Pete Turner and we formed Elbow 20 years ago, I had a West German army parka on, which was very in vogue for a scruffy, skinny indie kid. What wasn't very in vogue was to have an Art of Noise sleeve painted meticulously on the back of your parka. Everyone else had senseless things, or everybody was, what did you call crusties in them days? Grebos. Everybody was Grebos. Anyway, to be different, I had the Art of Noise on the back of my jacket. Pete Turner has admitted since that he thought this was cool. Here is the Art of Noise from my vinyl collection. This is Island. The Art of Noise from the Ambient Collection, which is in my vinyl collection. That's Island. Oh, Led Zeppelin 3. I think if you threw all my records, all my vinyl that is, if you threw it all away, I'd have to hang on to that one because I've had it the longest, I think. Wonderful record, and this tune reminds me of the first place I lived when I was 17 after I moved out my mum's house. I remember one morning, after a big mayhem night of partying, sitting in the front room and listening to this with the sun streaming through the dust and the smoke, and everybody just going quiet and listening to it. And I remember thinking, this is the first place that's ever felt like home outside of the one I grew up in. So bear that in mind while listening to That's the Way by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin and That's the Way. Love it.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. All we're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne, bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
In my vinyl collection, there are some weird things. I played a Howard Jones tune before. I'm not aware I ever liked Howard Jones, apart from the song that I played for you. I did very much like the film On Golden Pond when I was a kid, and it's a bit of a family favourite. I know my mum loves it, and my brother loves it. Well, we loved it so much that I bought the soundtrack on vinyl, and here is the main theme from On Golden Pond. For my brother and my mum and all my sisters that are listening, and my dad if he's listening as well. Hope you enjoy this, everyone. Poop from On Golden Pond. That was the main theme. Wonderful. Well, there is, of course, loads and loads of records in my collection which I'd love to go through with you. I might have to do it another show. Maybe I could do cassettes one day. All the stuff I listen to on cassette. That would basically be Motown and In Excess. Wouldn't be much of a show, eh? Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you to Peter Hardy. Thank you to Michelle. Thanks to everyone who helps me put the show together here at BBC North. Thanks to anyone who's been in an audience at an Elbow gig in the past month. It really is turning out to be a great summer, festival-wise. Amazing music everywhere. I'm sure this is a golden era for modern music. I think it is. Thank you to the Beccapedia, of course, for a wonderful input. Thank you for everyone who sent me a Song for Guy recommendation this week. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Don't nobody go nowhere.
Midnight, I spent another lonely day thinking of you. Midnight, tomorrow. So lonely at midnight for you. Midnight, oh what a lonely time to weep, all alone. Midnight, I should have been fast asleep. Midnight, I lie.